You folks ready for a show?
When does the show start?
Yeah, just started.
Is this Thursday?
Today is today.
Today is Thursday.
What's on the agenda for today?
It's just a regular Thursday.
It's not a regular about it.
We've got a very uplifting show today.
This show will rot your teeth, you know.
Because they are so sweet.
Because you're so sweet.
It should be a lot of fun.
So without further ado, please enjoy our show.
Five things you didn't know you needed to know today. Thursday edition. It's March 13th, 2025. Tiger Woods first up today. Remember him? Blast from the past. Yeah, he's still golfing. Well, Amazon MGM is developing a new biodrama about Tiger with Barack and Michelle's company, Higher Ground. They might even be producing this with Amazon MGM. No word yet on who might play Tiger Woods. If it's a drama, it's going to be cast, so we'll find out. Egg prices remaining at a record high this week as bird flu continues to run rampant here in the United States and in Canada. Easter and Passover are approaching too. Those are big egg holidays. All holidays are kind of egg holidays, but specifically Easter and Passover, not just to cook, but also, you know, Easter eggs and stuff like that. So hopefully those prices come down soon. Today, Thursday, March 13th, is National Good Samaritan Day. Thank a Good Samaritan today, or maybe you can be one. Today is also National Donald Duck Day, the enemy of Bugs Bunny. Donald Duck. I love Donald. Friday, tomorrow, International Ask a Question Day. And Sunday, March Madness Selection Sunday. The madness kicks off on Sunday. A Pennsylvania man was picked up for trying to smuggle something in his pants, and it's not what you might imagine.
TSA workers thought they had seen it all, and then this happened.
A man from East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, concealed a live turtle in his pants.
Yes. He did.
The animal was wrapped in a blue towel under the man's clothing. That's a lot to pack in your pants. TSA conducted a pat-down Friday at Newark Liberty International when the man's body scanner alarm went off.
Officers confiscated the turtle, which did not appear to be harmed. Port Authority police escorted the man from the checkpoint area, and he missed his flight. It is unclear if the man kept the turtle as a pet and why it was in his pants.
Well, could have been for any number of reasons, really. I mean, come on, I could think of at least seven reasons why you would have a turtle in your pants, right? People are crazy out here. Jazz Fest is coming back to New Orleans April 24th through May 4th.
At 95.3 Gorilla has your tickets.
This year, see Lil Wayne and the Roots. Lenny Kravitz. The Dave Matthews Band.
Why do what you say?
Luke Combs.
You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away?
And dozens of other amazing artists like Casey Musgraves, John Fogerty, Burna Boy, Cage the Elephant, Trombone Shorty, My Morning Jacket, Gladys Knight, Cheap Trick, Santana's gonna be there. And don't forget Pearl Jam, along with dozens of other amazing artists at Jazz Fest this year.
The New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, April 24th through May 4th in New Orleans.
Listen to The Morning Show weekday mornings at 7:30 for us to play Two Truths and a Lie. If you can figure out what the lie is, you're going to New Orleans. No lie, for Jazz Fest. Win Jazz Fest tickets weekday mornings at 7:30 only right here on 95.3 Gorilla. Good luck.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone.
This is the Gorilla Showbiz Buzz.
Did your son start mowing the lawn for those sneakers?
That's what happens when you tell them they have to mow the lawn. Ah! All of a sudden, they don't want those shoes. And we're like, all right. He was like, but I always said they were tough. Well, you do not need $1,000 shoes. He's like, we have the money. I'm like, I have the money. You're broke.
You're broke, dude. That's Ben Affleck talking about his son begging him for $6,000 Dior Air Jordan 1 sneakers. $6,000. Yeah, he was talking to South by Southwest on Access Hollywood. And, yep, this is his son, Samuel. Wanted $6,000 shoes. Sorry, dude, not happening. Not happening. Tori Spelling is in the news today for something really weird. On her podcast, Misspelling, she admitted something that I don't think anybody in the world has in common with her.
Our body is comprised of 75% water. So I like to say I'm an anomaly because I don't drink water. And when I say I don't drink water, I don't drink water. Like, how I'm still living, no one knows. I'm like a cacti. Like, you just water me once in a while, and I somehow survive.
You know what's fascinating to me about that clip? She got the plural for cactus correct. She said cacti, but she said, I'm anomaly, which is not correct. It's an anomaly, Tori, okay? Maybe if you had some water, you'd know the difference.
It's time to go back
Here's today's flashback freakout.
No. See, I don't need a finder's fee. I need finder's fees. What, 10%? Heck, that's not going to do it for me.
William H. Macy, of course, that's from Fargo. We were just talking about Fargo a few days ago, too. William H. Macy turning 75 years old today. Happy birthday to Bill Macy. Today, March 13th, is National Donald Duck Day. Donald is actually a lot older than you think, too.
Donald Duck.
You do Donald Duck?
Yeah.
Do you?
Do it.
Okay, now it's your turn.
That's Tom Cruise showing Seth MacFarlane that he can sneeze like Donald Duck. Donald was actually debuted on this date in 1934. That's 79 years ago. No, 91. 91 years ago. Happy 91st birthday, Donald. And two songs from the 90s just got a crazy mashup. We were just talking about this a little bit earlier, too. There's a YouTube channel out there. I think they're on Instagram, too. It's called There I Ruined It. And it's absolutely amazing. They're taking My Heart Will Go On from 97, Celine Dion from Titanic, obviously. But they're doing it in the style of Blink-182's All the Small Things from 1999. Ready? Take it away. This is actually kind of amazing. Oh, Jack in the Door. That's never not funny, isn't it?
You feel that? Time to turn up the heat.
Here's today's hot topic.
Talking about money today, and this one really surprised me. New survey says that 75% of Americans mentally spend their paycheck before it even hits their account. Like, mentally, it's gone. They know where it's going. This number was really, really high. And we're not talking about the essentials, right? We're not talking about rent, food, but like other stuff, stuff that you don't need. People already have a plan for that. Three quarters of us know exactly where it's going. What's the first thing that you spend money on when it hits your account?
It goes right to my credit card bill. At least half of it does.
Whoa.
The rest I'll use towards rent and survival.
Yeah. Half of your income on debt, though, that's... You got to listen to Dave Ramsey. Turn me off and turn Dave Ramsey on, okay? Do yourself a favor.
I do the responsible thing and pay whatever bills I can first.
All right, cool. What's the first thing that you, like, have to pay?
Usually the rent,
yep.
Followed by the electricity, because those are the most important.
You need power.
I would rather pay all the outstanding bills on my entire family and maybe do some upgrades to my house.
Yeah, I'm going to need a few more zeros to make that happen, though, for real.
Let's begin.
Well, good morning, sunshine.
You're here bright and early.
It's not so bright.
But, you know.
It's like really early.
So early in the morning
that I can't even think straight.
Luckily, I have hilarious jokes.
That's way too early for jokes.
Too early for jokes, huh? It's good to know.
Well, what are we waiting for?
Let's start the show.
We're going back this morning. Yeah, it's TBT. Happy Thursday, March 13th today. We're going back 8 years in the time machine. We are jumping back to the hits of Gorillaz past, back to 2017. What were the top five songs on the Gulf Coast? I can't believe 2017 was 8 years ago. That doesn't seem real, does it? 2017 was 8 freaking years ago? What were the top five songs on Gorilla 8 years ago? Let's start off with number five.
Number five. Number four.
The Chainsmokers in Paris at number five. Weekend Daft Punk at number four. Let's do the bronze medal.
Number three.
And babe, I'm fist fighting with fire. Just to get close to you.
Love on the Brain from Riri. How about number...
Number two.
Zayn and Taylor Swift grabbing that silver medal 8 years ago this morning. March 13th, 2017 was 8 years ago. How about number one? Who grabbed the top spot?
Number one.
There you go. Shape of You, Ed Sheeran, your number one song on this date 8 years ago in 2017. I love jumping in the time machine. I love gassing up to DeLorean, dusting off the flux capacitor, going back. Don't you love it? It's Gorilla. Happy TBT. Thursday, March 13th today, 2025.
95.3 Gorilla, bringing you a huge concert announcement. I
wouldn't know where to start when music plays. Hozier presents the
Unreal Unearthed Tour 2025, live in New Orleans at Smoothie King Center, September 23rd, with special guest Gigi Perez and Amble.
95.3 Gorilla is your ticket hookup, as always.
Listen to Ryan on the morning show for your chance to win.
Hozier and Gigi Perez this September at the Smoothie King Center in New Orleans.
Win tickets weekday mornings at 7:05.
95.3 Gorilla. Rawr.
Let's go!
Gorilla.